Hey guys, it's Kathy Conamurio, the Crafty Chica from CraftyChica.com, here with another installment of Crafty Chica's Tips for Creativepreneurs. Happy New Year! Today is the first day of 2018, and if you guys are like me, you're probably thinking, I am ready to get this year rocking and rolling. Okay, where do I start? So a lot of you have sent me emails and messages about making a vision board, which I think is a wonderful idea. I'm actually teaching a class this Saturday coming up, and I thought it would be nice to do a podcast to get our minds in the right place before we start cutting out any pictures or gluing anything down. And I have one of my favorite friends today is a special guest, Alexa Westerfield. If any of you have followed along in my blog these past few years, you know, Alexa has been such a big part in helping me grow my brand. And we've partnered on some funny videos and blog posts and contests and all kinds of things. And what I love about Alexa is that she really knows how to think creative in a productive way. And so we each have three tips that we are going to share with you about how to get in the right state of mind for your vision board, not only for the vision board in a physical sense, but also the vision board in your mind, the mental board that you're going to keep in your mind as you go through each day and making these decisions, making sure they're in line with what your goals are, because we both want you to succeed. And I think if we all work on this together, it will help. So I'm going to introduce Alexa. Alexa, why don't you tell us what you do and so people know the context of why you're here and what you're excited about for 2018.
Hey, Kathy. So, yeah, I'm here today. I'm excited to be on your show. I'm here today, and I am actually a digital marketing manager for a craft company, and we actually own a few different craft companies and makeup companies, so I'm in the creative zone at all times. I'm really in the DIY makeup space, and I do that as my day job, but then in my after-hours job, I have my own brand, Swell Creative, and I'm really focusing this year. One of my goals is to really focus in and help creative entrepreneurs to kind of share ideas and get them uplifted for this new year.
And you know what's cool about Alexa is that she has come up, she knows how to come up with ideas that go viral. Seriously, she's been on Perez Hilton. What are the other places you've had your projects featured on?
I've been featured on Rachel Ray. I've been featured on BuzzFeed. A lot of different places. Yeah, like I just really love sharing ideas, and I always really go big and bold with my ideas, and I think, like, what is the one idea that's going to get the most impact? So I tend to be very strategic with my ideas.
Yeah, if there's anything that I have learned from Alexa, it's really how to take something that's trending and put a new twist on it to make it different, or to even spot something that has a lot of buzz and act on it quickly with your own twist on it. That's like a secret recipe kind of thing. There's no right or wrong. It's just being able to recognize it and then run with it. Right, Alexa?
Yeah, it's a few different things. Like, whenever you see those viral ideas, it really means that the people, they really acted on an idea first, they gave a twist to an idea, and they also use the power of social media through various channels to reach you. So that person picked the right social media channel, their right area for, they just picked that right area of focus to meet the consumer or to meet creatives, whoever it is, and they just blew it out of the water and got a lot of notice for it. So it's really cool to come up with an idea and just think, like, how can I reach more people with this idea? And what do I have to do? And what channels am I going to use?
Perfect. Awesome. So let's get into our tips. We each have three tips. So I guess we can take turns. So I'll start with my first tip, and then we'll go to you for your first tip and back and forth like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a big one to me. Before you get into your vision board, I really want you guys to think about incorporating your finances. Of course, we're all going to glue a dollar sign on our vision board, but let's be strategic about it. You don't just glue a dollar sign with a glue stick on paper and think that it's going to rain money. It doesn't happen like that. What I want you guys to do is to, and you don't have to do this before your vision board, but you know, sometime in the next couple of weeks, go through all of your finances, add up the total of everything that you owe, write that number down, and then keep it on track. Know that that is your base point of how much money. Maybe you can think, I'm going to come up with this much money this year to pay all of this off. Why not think big like that? But in essence, just, you know where you are with your finances. And maybe it's not about paying off every single bill, but at least add them up and know where you stand. And know that you are going to work together and partner with the universe to bring in that income to be able to pay those bills. And that way, as you're making your vision board and you're gluing the dollar sign down, you know the full picture of what's going on in your life with your finance. It has more meaning behind it, and you're being realistic. So that's my number one tip, is to get right with your money. Get in the know of where you stand with it and how much you owe. And then, I mean, even make a list of places where you can save money. You know, maybe it's calling up your cable company and reworking your plan to have a cheaper plan, or your cell phone bill. Maybe it's opening an eBay store and getting rid of things that you would normally dump off at Goodwill. Like, really go through and curate and find cool things that you can sell. I mean, there's different ways that you can, you know, incorporate that. It doesn't mean you have to do them in the next 2 weeks, but at least put a plan together, so that way when you do your vision board, it will have substance behind it when it comes to the finance area. Okay, Alexa, take it away.
Yeah, I feel like that's a really great tip, because it's really about this year just really being accountable for what you're doing, like accountable for your finances in your life. And by writing it down, you're just kind of putting more action into it, and you're really thinking about it. And it has more meaning, don't you think?
Oh, yes. Because how many of us think, you know, I've done it before. I've made a vision board where I've glued down dollar signs, but I don't have a plan. I didn't have a plan. What is, I don't have like a mysterious rich uncle who's going to leave me his inheritance, or I, you know, winning the lottery. Like, how is, you have to be realistic. And I felt like once I did make a list of everything and was aware, it was easier to start paying things off and setting goalposts for it. And then it makes life easier, because you know what happens? If you can get right with your money at this early in the year and make a plan to yourself to, you know, pay your bills at the beginning of the month, oh my gosh, it opens up so much space for creativity and focus on your other goals that you have. Whereas normally if you kind of don't take charge of where you are with your money, you'll have that stress lingering over you, and you won't be able to fully put the energy towards your other goals. But if you get in the know of it and then get it out of the way, you have that more of that energy to focus on your other goals.
Yeah, for sure. Like, especially, like, I think that's, it's also helps you prioritize like what's important to you, like in all kinds of different facets. Like, prioritize what's your most important stream of getting money, or what's your most important thing that you need to pay off first. Like, it really helps amp those, and when you see it whole big picture.
Yeah.
So that kind of goes along a little bit with what I was going to bring up, and that is when you're breaking out your vision board, it's really great if you kind of break it into those most important sections that are important to you in your life. And it could be kind of dividing them up in like home, career, family, fun. I don't know if you remember, but there used to be this game called Girl Talk. When I was a little girl, I would play it, and it was like so much fun. But they had these cards that you drew, and it would be like, this is what's going to happen in your home life, this is what's going to happen in your career, and I think like they broke it down into these are the main segments of your life. So if you look at it in that way, I think you can get a little more defined with what you really want in each parts of those, because we do live one life. We have time, but we can do, what's the phrase? We can do anything, but we can't do everything. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important that you really define what are those things you want to do with your time in your home. What do you want to do this year for your career? What do you do maybe for your finances? And what do you want to maybe do for fun? Like just kind of breaking it down that way.
That's a good idea, because I mean, to do a vision board, you can do it any way that you want to do it. Like, I've seen people that just like kind of put everything on there as one big canvas, or you can, I like the idea as well of separating it into categories. I'm a hyper creative, and I've learned to be hyper focused. And I feel like when it's separated into categories, like you said, it helps me be more focused to look at that category and assess everything I put in that area. So that is an excellent tip. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, and I think like a really cool way to also think about this is, let's say that you take this vision board and you take a picture of it. Just like you take a picture of it after you're done, and then you print the picture out and you cut it up. There's no reason you can't cut up the work vision board and then put it in your office space at work, to maybe put it on, make it your laptop cover, put it on the front of your laptop as a sticker.
Mm-hmm. Or as your wallpaper or screensaver.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, and like maybe there's a piece of you that wants to get healthier this year. Maybe to kind of literally put that, like stick it somewhere in your car that you're going to see it every year. Mm-hmm. Or if there's food choices you're going to make, put it right next to where you pull up to the drive-thru window.
That is, oh my God, that is such a great idea.
Yeah.
So what she's saying is to turn it into yet another craft project. Like once, say you do your whole vision board, it's divided into sections, take pictures of each section, print those out, and then put those different areas where you're most vulnerable in that area so that you can see it and then remember to stick to your original goal. I love that. I love that. I love that.
Yeah. And I think what's so cool about that is there's so many places you just have to think, like, what am I doing during the day? And one place it might be like, if you have some health motivations or body positive type things that you're needing to get, take that and print it and put it on your mirror in your bathroom. Like just those those mindful places that you're always at, that every single time you go there, you go, aha, or you have that, I need to remember this.
Reality check. Yes.
Reality check. Also, maybe you need to literally put it inside the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Like you need to put it on food or on the outside. Like,
yeah.
Like we tend to do that. Like we you're going to remember, and you're going to be so much more motivated if you're seeing it in your face every single day.
Yes. Good idea. Okay. So my next tip is to really know the purpose of why you're putting those things on your vision board. For example, if you put like a big flashy car on there, make on a separate note or just thinking about it, why do you want that big flashy car? Do you literally want that specific car because you've always wanted it your whole life? Or is it just the idea of being able to afford that car? Is it to show off or to show that you're worthy of affluence, that you deserve it? What are the reasons why you're putting things on there? So example, if you have a health section and you're putting fruits and veggies and, you know, healthy foods, you want to know, like, why do I want to get healthy? What are my three main reasons for wanting to get healthy? Well, it's because I want to go down a size in my clothing, or I don't want to huff and puff, you know, when I'm taking the stairs. I want to feel better about myself. Think about these things as you're putting your board together. Again, don't just slap stuff on there just for the sake of putting it on there. Really know the purpose. Be purposeful with every single thing you cut out and choose to put on there. And really think, why do I need this? Why do I want this on there? If you're putting travel, don't just put travel, but what is the place you want to go to? What are some of the cities that you want to visit? And why do you want to visit them? Maybe you put down New York City because I've heard of it my whole life and it just seems so crazy to me. I don't know what I would do there. It looks fabulous. Whatever the reasons, I just have always wanted to go there. And know the reason behind each thing that you put.
Yeah, and that was one tip I was just thinking, even as you, I just came up with that as you were talking, but I think people make 2018 vision boards, but you know, we kind of revisit this resolution, like word of the year, we revisit that every single year, but what you might want to do is you might want to start thinking like, what's my 5-year vision board? Like 5 years from now, I want to be in this place, because I feel like when people put like, it, I'm sure you probably see this where people might say, oh, well, this year I want to go to Paris and I want to put New York on there and I want to do all this and I want to do all this. And like, it's like, is that really something you can do in 1 year?
Right.
Like, yeah. Are you going to be able to own that Louis Vuitton bag and those pair of Yeezys and you're going to own every color of lipstick from Anastasia Beverly? Like, I feel like it's in a way, it's like, is that realistic to what you actually can accomplish? And mm-hmm. I'm not saying you can't accomplish it. If you can, awesome. But I think we have to be sometimes a little more real with ourselves, and we have to be straight with ourselves. And you have to ask, is like, is this, what is this going to add to my life? Right. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to think of it a little deeper.
Yes. And if it's like, to go to Paris, you know, is it to take a fancy vacation? Is it to go because you're an artist and you want to see the culture over there? Is it because you just want to get the heck out of wherever you are right now? It just helps to really know the point of why you're going. And it's, any reason is fine. Whatever your reason is, there is no judgment. We all have our dreams. We don't need to have any kind of rhyme or reason, you know, why. If you want to go to Paris, you deserve to go to Paris. Just make sure you know in your heart, what are the reasons you want to go? I feel like having that intention as you create your vision board really helps to make it happen even more, as opposed to just, you know, putting a picture on there.
Yeah. And even like, I was talking to a friend the other day and I asked him, I was like, well, what is it like that you want to do with yourself this year, you know? And there was kind of like, well, I want to have my first art show, and I want to go to Paris, and I want to do this, and I want to do that. And I just know myself, like just, you know, and especially if you know somebody else that's doing this, mm-hmm. like sometimes I'm like, okay, well, I wanted to take a step back. Like, I think you sometimes do have to prioritize, mm-hmm. like what we were saying about priorities. You have to say, well, which three of these are the most important things that you want to do, right? Like,
yes.
Like, get real with, so that could also bring you some clarity too to your vision board. If you kind of limit some of the things you're doing on there, not to say you can't have motivational words or yeah. different things, but if you kind of say, these are the three or to five to seven big things I want to see happen this year, and maybe two of those are big, big, big things.
Yeah.
And then three of them are smaller bites. You know what I mean?
Like, and even like, I like your, when you said the art show, maybe it's yeah. tailoring it so it is doable. So instead of saying, I want to have an art show, you know, at Scottsdale Center for the Arts, and you know, maybe it's like, no, I'm going to find a local coffee shop with it has artist work hanging up every month, and I'm going to have my art, I'm going to start there, and then it will lead to something else. So not everything has to be this huge, big.
If,
yes,
right?
You can. Sometimes you have to take baby steps to get there.
In my personal opinion, I think people tend to, like, they envision what they envision, and it's like, in their mind, that's the only thing it can be. But the truth of the matter is, there is no reason that you couldn't, right now, go hang up all the art you've made in your living room and then do a Facebook Live, and literally, that is your art show.
Oh my God, that's awesome. See, that's thinking non-traditionally, like breaking out of the box of what we're conditioned to think an art show is, and especially if you promote it and you can get like thousands of people watching and be attending your art show.
And you could even, no joke, you could put prices on there. You can be like, this piece is this, and it's shipped, and you're going to get this when it's shipped. And you could do like I've been seeing a lot of lives where people have been selling jewelry. Why can't you do that with your art? Like, you know.
Oh my, so, now we're all going to go and plan our own Facebook Live art show. I love it.
You'll do a Facebook Live art show.
Let's do it. Oh my God. We have to do that. You guys, you heard it here from Alexa. We need to make this happen. And we can all visit each other's art show. That is so cool.
Yeah. And even if it's like, and I think there's different framing of how you think. Like, you know, you might be like, I want to go to Paris. I want to do this. And by no means do I think, if you want to go to Paris, you can make that happen this year. You really can. But maybe going to Paris could be doing other things. Maybe it could be like local, like maybe getting involved in a local group that
a French cooking class or something like that.
Cooking class, watching more documentaries on France, making friends with French people, mm-hmm. maybe getting into some travel groups where we're talking about going to France, but maybe it's in 2 years from now, but you're making that momentum forward.
And you look up how much it's going to cost for the trip, the yep. different times of the year when it's best to go. How are you going to do hotel? Are you going to do Airbnb? When is the best time that you can go? How much vacation time do you have off of work? It's again, being realistic with it to where it's not just going to be a Paris trip. Like, oh my dear, I would love to take you to Paris with me, like the Hallmark movies do. It doesn't work like that. But yeah, it's getting immersed already in the idea in your current state of affairs, incorporating it combined with the research of what goes into the trip, and then knowing how much you need to save. And because you already know your financial snapshot, got to work that eBay store, maybe cut cable, maybe only go with Netflix or Amazon Prime, which a lot of us are already doing now. So that way, again, going back to like the tip number one, knowing your finances in advance, it helps you plan better for these other goals like travel.
Yeah, because like really, one of the good things you could do, and you might have this vision board, but maybe below it, because it probably wouldn't be as pretty. Hey, if you could make it pretty, I'm sure that would be awesome. But you could do an audit. You could do like, maybe if you say there's 3 to 5 things, let's really audit what it's going to take to get these things. Mm-hmm. And so you kind of look at them, you could be like, okay, to get this goal, I'm going to have to get to Paris, for example, let's just say, I'm going to have to save XYZ money a month. I'm going to have to reserve this. I'm going to have to take off work. I'm going to have to deny this trip I normally take and go to Paris instead. Like, you're going to have to break down what is it really going to take to get there.
Yeah. Excellent.
And that's where this big, having the big goals is great, but then also having those bite-sized nuggets, because then when you have those bite-sized goals, when you accomplish those, I think it gives you the momentum to go after the big goals too.
Yes. Okay, I'm on to my third tip, my last tip. Okay, it's going to happen. We're going to get discouraged along the way, whether if it's March or in the dog days of summer in July, we're going to, you know, the vision board won't be as hyped up in our mind as it was right now. So how do you conquer that? This is what I do. Number one, I keep my vision board taped up on my dresser. So every morning when I wake up, I look at it and I see it. But also mentally, I always keep an end goal picture in my mind of the result that I want. For example, I always give this example, but like when I was working on my books, I would have that vision of my book on the bookshelf and walking in there and seeing it and knowing that is the end goal. I'm going to get to that point. So maybe with Paris, it's packing for Paris, or it's actually being there, looking at the sign or taking a selfie in front of the Eiffel Tower, you know, some kind of end goal that reminds you of why you're doing it in the first place to help you stay on track. And you're, think of this every time self-doubt creeps in, or, you know, something is just not going right, or you're having a crummy day. Think of that end goal. Replace that negative image with the positive image.
Yeah, and one thing as you're saying that, like, I thought, wouldn't it be great if we could each create, like, and this is a great way, like, for connection, too, with friends, but you could do this online or you can do it in person, but maybe you create, like, a Facebook group or you create a little small group. It could be 3 to 4 people, but you kind of have accountability check-in of your goals for the year. And you maybe once a month set up an event, you go in, you talk about these things, and you kind of have each other's back and you talk through, like, what's going on, like, what have you met? And I feel like a lot of times, and I'm sure it's just like when you're losing weight or if you're exercising, having that partner in crime that's kind of like doing the thing with you keeps you motivated so that you're not going to just forget it in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, that's like a book club, except it's the goal club.
I don't think there's any reason you couldn't have a goal club, but it's like book club. It's about bettering your life, right?
Yeah. Our books are our fiction come to life. That's what it can be about. Whoops, I think she just froze on me. Oh, okay. We got bumped off of our FaceTime call. So she's going to call me right back again. And in the meantime, let me connect with her to call again. I think we were on for so long. That's what happened. And she's getting into the call. Sorry, you guys. I hope you're liking these tips so far. I feel super inspired already, and I feel super inspired to do this class on Saturday. Okay, let's see. I'm calling her back. I think we went over the time for our Facebook call. Oh, here we go. Okay, she's back.
Yeah, somebody was calling in.
Oh, okay. That's what it was. So what is your third tip? What is your third and final tip for vision boards?
Oh, well, let me see here. this is one, I think you briefly touched on it, but I think it would be a great thing to do is to take a snapshot of your vision board and make it the background of your phone. We're on our phones 24/7, so making some of these really important vision boards a part of our everyday life when we're going in and we're needing this refresh, we're going to see it every single day of the year and be reminded by it.
That is excellent. And, you know, I know there's so much quote art out there. I always feel like let's be more specific with our goals. And if it's a kind of personal, make it as your wallpaper for your phone, you know, zero in. I love that idea where, like you said, incorporating it in daily life. And you could use word swag. There's different apps you can use if you don't want to take the actual picture from your vision board. You can create your own, you know, little sayings or phrases that you thought about while you were making your vision board and use those as your wallpaper.
Yeah, and do you think, maybe this is an idea too, is what if you scheduled out emails to yourself with your vision board in it?
Like, ooh, good idea.
So that every week you get it and you're reminded of it.
Oh my God, that is a great idea. I think someone just tried to call Alexa again. So she's saying that you can take portions of your vision board and take these goals, type them up in an email, and then pre-schedule them to yourself so that you will get that reminder. Because how many emails do we get already from other websites, motivational sites? How about we be our own motivational coach and use our own specific goals and email them to ourselves to remind us? Alexa, high five. I love that one.
Like, you ever see those Facebook, you see those things pop up on Facebook where it's like 6 years ago today. I'm like, how could you make that happen where you had, you know, 1 month ago today, you said this. But I feel like the email is probably the best solution for making that happen.
Yes. Awesome. Alexa, thank you so much. This has been so inspiring. And I also want to give a shout out. Alexa is, she does social media as her job. And she can look at your Instagram feed and tell you what you need to do to up your game, what your strong points are, all of that. She offers all these different coaching services, how to find your it factor in your brand for social media. And I just cannot sing her praises enough. Alexa, thank you. How can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, if you're a creative entrepreneur, somebody that's up in their game this year, join me on Facebook. I have a group called the Swell Creative Society. You can join that and get a lot of insight and cool things happening in there, like a lot of inspiration, especially as we go into the new year. Also have Swell Creative on Instagram. I'm really up in my game this year, and I'm doing a little at a time. I'm eventually going to get my website up, but this is for now. Those are two great places to reach me at.
Yeah, and this is her side hustle that she's turning into a bigger hustle, because her main job is doing social media for one of the top craft manufacturers in the country. So it's really neat that, you know, you're living what you're talking about. You're, you know, showing how to work that extra time that we have for something substantial and helping other people.
Yeah, like it really is like, I just stay creative like every single day. And so like what I learn in my off time applies to my job, or what I learn at my job applies to, you know, it's just like my brain is always racing with ideas. And I just am always just personally always wanting to get better. Like I never want to stop learning. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners out there also have that mindset.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And again, I'm Kathy Conamurio from craftychica.com. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Make sure to share this with your friends, leave a comment, check out my website because I have all kinds of other business articles for creativepreneurs over there. Thank you, you guys, and Happy New Year.